If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists. Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text, and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears are back practicing at Halas Hall today ahead of Thanksgiving night matchup with Green Bay. Head coach John Fox says it's not easy getting ready for a game on short rest.
Like, being here is restrictive. I mean, we have, this is my Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, we've got a lot of game planning to go on a short week. But, you know, we'll manage, and, you know, I think everybody has to deal with it these days. It used to be a little bit more selective. Now I think pretty much everybody has to deal with it.
Yesterday, the Bears announced they had waived backup quarterback Jimmy Clausen and elevated David Fales from the practice squad to the active roster. Today, the Bears also signed linebacker Danny Mason and quarterback Justin Worley to the practice squad. Meanwhile, the Bears will begin top draft pick Kevin White's 21-day practice window today. At the end of that time, the Bears have to either place White on the active roster or on season-ending IR. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cleveland head coach Mike Pettine says he's not in the position to say whether Johnny Manziel will start Monday night against the Ravens as planned. After TMZ posted a video showing Manziel allegedly partying last weekend in Texas, Manziel spent 10 weeks in an addiction treatment center earlier this year. To the hardcore, where the Bulls are back in action tonight in Portland, Derrick Rose says he's ready to go after fully participating in practice yesterday. Bulls and Trailblazers tip tonight at 9. Blackhawks play in San Jose tomorrow night. In college football, Northern Illinois hosts Ohio tonight at 6:30. And in soccer, the Chicago Fire hired La Liga midfielder Veljko Panović as head coach. 38-year-old Panović led Serbia to the 2015 U20 World Cup title. And Michel Platini's lawyer says FIFA wants to ban the UEFA head for life. Platini and FIFA president Sepp Blatter are currently serving 90-day suspensions handed down by FIFA's ethics committee. Formal proceedings to ban the pair were opened yesterday. Blatter, though, says the ethics committee doesn't have the power to ban the president. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Black Friday sales event going on now. And join Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village next Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show live. Brought to you by Real Time Sports. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is the end.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Beautiful friend.
That weirded me out when he did that.
A little different music for sign-off today because Cynthia Robinson, the trumpet player from Sly and the Family Stone, just passed away.
So every time somebody like you like musically dies, we're going to have to play their music?
Play it? Maybe so.
Because if that's the case, somebody gets shot in hip-hop every week. So be prepared. Be prepared for
not
you to hear.
Time.
No, we're, you know what? We're what? Not going to count that.
Of course. Well, we're not counting. Have you seen the news? Like, a lot of things don't get counted.
See, I've not said no to anything.
It only took a year. You know, the mayor never saw it. He never saw it.
Outside of asking every news outlet not to play it, so right, you don't stir up the city.
And how about just cutting a check for $5 million before a lawsuit? They didn't see it, though.
No.
They didn't know.
Cynthia and Jerry saying, all the squares go home. I loved that band.
Did you put your coat on as soon as that happened?
Man, no.
Everybody loves Sly. He just had a problem, like, showing up.
Yeah, but she was a co-founder. She kind of ran the band for a while when Sly wouldn't show up or would show up.
Sly would just kind of be
three quarters in the bag.
He worked on Sly time. Yeah. Really there.
Is that like CP time?
Yes.
And I remember as a very, very little kid in my parents' record collection, I pulled out this one like triptych double album, and it's a black and white Sly and the Family Stone album, and I just looked at these people.
Who are these people?
And with the platform shoes and the bell bottoms, and he's sideways, and I just thought, I want to listen to this album now. I was like six.
The visual of opening the greatest hits gatefold and seeing Sly with the furry boots, the knee-high furry boots.
I don't know what this music is, but I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you like the music as well. Thank you to our guest today, Jim Diopoulos, referee Jim D. Yeah. Rodney Harrison joined us today for his standard feistiness. Wayne Larrivee, fun conversation with Wayne about the Packers and the Bears and the Warriors and the Bulls, too, a little bit. Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, join us. And then Zach Zabin at noon with the latest on Kevin White. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Brett Lyons, doing a great job filling in for Nick Shepkowski.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, guy sure does. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And thank you to Julie DeCaro for the updates. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we got lots of stuff. We're going to do Charch tomorrow. We'll have,
Looking forward to it.
Mike Florio tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Other
Greg
things.
Greg Gabriel
tomorrow.
It's going to be our Football Friday on Wednesday.
Right, so Pat Manley tomorrow as well.
We're doing the same thing. We're cramming it all in there, too.
Of course.
We're out on a remote Friday, and there's going to be all kinds of double dipping.
Tomorrow.
Deja Brew, it's our pre-Thanksgiving special.
Here we go.
Solid.
Always.
I might play my Turkey Bowl game tomorrow instead of Thursday.
Oh, dude, you're going to play?
I play every year.
Oh, you do?
I played it.
Be careful, I played it in years.
Yeah, we got an ambulance on standby.
No, we go up and get it, guy.
We do. My guy Brent Nance over there is one of the assistant coaches of the Evanston Wildcats football team. He gets the field out there for us, or we hop the fence. I don't know either one. Maybe illegal, maybe not. And we go out there, and last year we were out there, and it was 11 of us. And out of nowhere, the high school football team that beat Evanston in 2000 from Steinmetz were just driving around, and they showed up. So it's like
they just happened to be out cruising for a game.
I swear to God.
Looking for lights.
You know, how much fun would that be if you were a football team like that? To just drive around, look for turkey bowls, and just kick people's ass.
And they showed up, and then we're like 33, 32, all of us, and we all look at each other like, all right, we got one more play in this, fellas. Let's do something here. And
we played
for like an hour and a half, and it was so much fun. And of course, you know, a couple of guys had to limp off. There was a couple of guys who like got two plays in, and it's like, I'm taking my ass home. And then after that, we started to play.
Cedric Benson was there. Apparently.
Right. No surgery, no nothing. Just sent his ass home. Some of the young kids from the actual football team showed up as well. And when the young Thundercats show up and start jumping all over the place, that's when I'm like, all right, fellas, it's been real. But yeah, we might have to switch our Turkey Bowl game just tomorrow.
Just be careful, man. I mean, my buddy Kurt, my Tributo guitarist, broke two ribs in a Turkey Bowl game, and like, that's it. Okay, I'm done, everybody.
See, it goes,
slammed into frozen turf.
See, talk to people who run emergency rooms in certain areas of the city when they prepare for
the Alvarez Cotto fight was very, very busy.
Well,
but
Turkey Bowls too, in some place where they know here come the middle aged men with their dislocated fingers or their blown out knees.
Yeah, because it goes from tag or two hand touch to all right,
feelings get hard,
thudding, and all of a sudden a guy gets taken down, and all of a sudden I'm hitting people with the Dwight Freeney spin move.
But I love that. They say, okay, well, no tackling to the ground.
Right.
Sure.
Just catch a guy and lay him down gently.
Sure. Just slam into him and, see what happens.
You come out this week.
I'm good, man. This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shopping isn't the only thing to do this weekend. The Wolves are home.
My other Thanksgiving tradition after we go to Deja Brew is for my cooking responsibilities for Thanksgiving. I don't know why this always happens, but I end up stopping at a certain grocery store on 95th Street.
Well,
and I always go in.
First mistake.
On your way home from Thanksgiving?
No. Home from Deja Brew.
Right.
And I'm heading toward 57 on 95th, or heading toward the Ryan, and I just stop at the Jewel, and I always get the look from people like, what's he doing in this Jewel?
The police is shopping.
Everybody gives me the look. I'm like, I always think, like, I'm allowed. I can buy my Brussels sprouts here.
No, you're really not.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're really not welcome.
Everybody's why there?
Funny vibe. I'm like, come on now.
Why you gotta give me that funny vibe? Yeah. Where is
you got the reference?
Yeah, where is Bernstein welcome? Exactly.
Nowhere. Well, not even his crib. So,
right?
You know what?
Here?
Lightly overseas, but only because familiarity is not crept in yet.
Not here. No. Thank you, man.
I figured, nowhere in this country.
I figured out where Burnsy is welcome.
Welcome?
Where?
Deerfield.
My mother's house.
Oh, damn really? Right.
My mother, this dude has sold more things that my mother has bought that she does not need.
She's got Cameron Hughes wine and stuff.
She hit me when I was in Atlanta like, I got this new wine. I'm like, how do you feel about it? She's like, it's really good. And then she knows how I'm going to respond. Yeah. So she saves the Bernstein punchline till later. She's like, it's really good. It was inexpensive and it's really quality. I'm like, oh, okay. Who told you about this? She was like, well, you know, Dan was talking. I was like, get off my damn phone.
Is she getting the Blue Apron dinners?
Yes.
She's She's refinancing with David Hochberg.
My mother is a P1. Yeah. She loves Terry because what black woman doesn't love Terry?
Oh, man.
But she loves
you. You know who loves Terry most is Urethra Franklin. Oh,
every once in a while we do. I don't know how she's doing.
She loves Terry. She's just...
Are we going to do this?
No, I mean, I've...
No, heard just you brought it up. Information.
I always loved hearing her because she's so in love with Terry.
Did she die? Factual. We haven't heard from her in a while.
No, I don't think so.
I heard it from her anniversary show.
Anniversary show.
Yeah, we'll call her at some point.
Yeah. I love that
one. We need a hit.
You guys are ridiculous. They went from my mom to Urethra Franklin. Those are the two black women. Those are the two black women that the score recognizes. No, by the way.
And Lawrence. Some black women love me to nobody loves me. Which is it?
And Lawrence's mom.
Yes. Oh, Mrs. Holmes is the best.
She's the best.
There's like three black mamas on this station, and that's it. Like Michelle Obama, Beverly Goff, and Lawrence's mom.
And Urethra Franklin.
And Urethra Franklin, who really is like the Rachel Dozell of score. What?
That's she's probably going to be offended.
I was just going to say,
why would she be offended?
Because it's not true.
That's a real woman.
She's an actual, genuine woman,
serious
artist,
a natural woman.
She's going to start selling pies soon.
She makes you make her feel like that. Yeah.
Oh, we do. Yeah. I look forward to the next conversation.
So ridiculous. So ridiculous. So we had no local sports last night, fellas, but we had a lot to talk about. And then tonight we get crammed with all the local action you need. You got Northern Illinois going for a division title. You've got you got the Bull playing with Derek, as my guy Spiegel said, visiting another arena that he got hurt in Portland.
And then I'll have another one next week.
I remember tearing up my knee right there. Yeah.
You know what the worst of his injuries I thought was going to be before the ACL against Philly in the playoffs? The worst one that I thought was going to happen was when the Minnesota Timberwolves power forward, and I don't remember which one, but when he fell on his foot and he bent the foot forward, and Derek had like the worst case of turf toe than any like 22-year-old. Remember that lockout season where we were like, why is he trying to play through all this? Like he played like 35 games out of the 66 or something like that, and every part of him was broken. And like, man,
was that the painkiller year? That Dwight Howard knocked him out of the air.
Okay. Yes. Right. And I called Dwight Howard a smiling Rick Mahorn, and you guys got all.
Call him a con man. Yes.
He's a better player than Rick Mahorn.
But he wasn't conning people. He's like, you just can't come to this lane.
Yeah, no, but he's been a con man and been exposed.
Did you see the stat?
The flaky charlatan.
He's the only guy. He's been the
defensive player of the year?
No, he has been the primary presence on a roster that has resulted in a coach getting fired after a winning season.
Ooh, Jason Kidd and Darren Williams on it?
Mike Brown. Kevin McHale. And I forgot the
Ron
third.
Ron Jeremy, Stan Van Gundy.
Sam Van Gundy. Right. And the commonality on all three teams
is Dwight Howard. Because they're good, but they don't think they're good enough.
They got to a finals with Hedo Turkoglu and Rashard Lewis and Jameer Nelson because of Dwight. Let's not forget. And they beat LeBron James in all of his LeBronness. Remember?
That does not rebut his point, however.
But the point, and I will rebut
the point is that the GMs think that their team should be better when Dwight is on
it. The Stan Van Gundy thing, too. Like, Stan made the misstep of saying what management was saying to him to the media.
Oh my God!
But come on, dude.
Dwight was the one who was exposed in that. Remember Dwight with his arm around the coach? Yeah,
well,
when he had already told them.
How was Dwight exposed when Stan Van Gundy was the one that was talking crazy about him? And then Dwight walks over, not knowing that Stan was talking crazy about him.
Because Stan was
exposed as the guy who was talking crazy about the player.
Stan let the secret go. Let the secret go, but Dwight was exposed as just kind of lying to him and trying to play it off.
Yeah, like, this is my buddy. Everything's good.
Everything's good.
And he already. I didn't think Stan was going to get another job after
Stan,
that.
No, I know.
Because the one thing you don't do is tell the media what management is telling you. You can fight with management, as coaches have done before. Mm-hmm. But when management has your ear and you have theirs, and then you take that to the media because you can't control your star player, I did not think he was going to get a job this quickly.
He didn't
just
only.
Another great Adidas representative.
Well, but he didn't. Holy Jesus. He didn't.
Great.
They've got the roster, don't
But you
they?
Realize oh, that boy. Van That's Gundy why. Didn't just get a coaching job.
He got a president's really good job.
He is in full command of that. He has completely reshaped their scouting department, their analytics department. He's hiring a ton of people. Right. I mean, I guess they had, like, under Dumars, they had, like, four scouts. They didn't even do full advance work.
Right.
he's actually got guys out there now.
And Joe was made to look like an idiot at the end there when they were trying to sell the team, and he really was.
It bummed me out because I like Joe so much.
Remember the problem was he was told, we're selling this team. You have to go get assets. And Joe's like, I can't get LeBron James. And immediately in a crazy fit of unexplainable scouting, they said, hey, go pay Ben Gordon and Charlie Villanueva for $50 million apiece when the rest of the league didn't want to do it.
Also,
yeah, so Joe was made to look like an idiot when he didn't want to spend that money.
And not drafting Darko might have been a good move.
Well, Larry Brown didn't want Carmelo Anthony.
Didn't want him?
Yeah, he didn't want Carmelo Anthony. He wasn't going to play.
There were other options.
Well, Larry Brown was not about to play a rookie that he was forced to play. Darko Milicic was a guy who was supposed to be a project, and he had a Ready Rock championship team.
Hey, one quick note, because you mentioned the Maction tonight with NIU. If they win this game tonight, they will be in their sixth straight title game. Mm-hmm. And they will be the first MAC team to do it since?
Miami of Ohio?
No.
1931.
No.
Ed Mapleton, second to none since 1931.
A lot more recent.
Toledo?
No.
Akron, the Zips?
No.
I don't know how many Maction teams there
are. Toledo.
Marshall. With Pennington.
Wow. Pennington and Moss.
Chad Pennington and Byron Leftwich and Randy Moss. That era, they went 97 to 2002 to all those MAC title games. And NIU be the first team to do it since then.
Wow.
That's quite a thing they've got going there.
And they're
there.
Doing it with a backup quarterback, too, over the last few games.
It's quite a program they have built.
It's a coach builder. That program sends coaches to bigger and better places. And
that used to be Miami of Ohio, right? That was considered
the cradle of coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
Randy Walker.
Bo Schembechler.
Schembechler was Miami of Ohio. Randy Walker. There's the weird little school. John Carroll is where Shula went. I think that's where Greg Roman went there. Who else? Josh McDaniels went there.
No, you had me with the first
three
two.
Deep in John Carroll coaches.
Yeah. I'm
that. So that's exciting.
It really is.
The Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Shopping isn't the only thing to do this weekend. The Wolves are home. I see you guys have the second half. Pete Futek, Hub Arkish, and surprises along the way.
Did you guys read Pete Futek's cavalcade of whimsy that he puts out?
It's always good.
That is one of the most unique pieces of writing you're going to find.
I've never read it.
He writes in such a voice where I don't know quite how to explain
He's writing to entertain himself, which is the best.
I imagine it sort of done in the cadence of Robert Preston in The Music Man. Does that make any sense? Like standing there in the red and white suit?
Gentlemen, you intrigue me. Like, I'll give this town a try.
Right, something like that.
That's what he had on when he was here.
We got trouble right here in River City.
That's what he was wearing?
It's got this carnival atmosphere. Yeah,
he's got the Jalen Rose suit on the draft day.
I would prefer the monorail salesman who's completely based on that.
That's Mark Trestman. That's the guy in Baltimore right now.
That is based on Music Man.
Based on it. It's completely rips it off. It bugs me that people actually will reference that instead of the actual.
That bugs you?
Yeah it does. Wow. Yeah. You know who had the nickname of
Harold Hill?
In the Bears office.
Randall Hill.
Yeah, Harlan Hill. I believe he was a pro bowler, wasn't he, Terry?
Don't call me Wally. Hey, you're a pro bowler. Thought you were working the side circuit.
At Hallis Hall.
With no pants.
At Hallis Hall, Gary Croton was known to folks as Harold Hill.
Oh, why? Because he would sell his...
Oh, he was there with his band.
His flim-flam offense.
Yep, he came in there. He's going to put a band together, and they're going to march through the center of town with 76 trombones.
Do you remember the play that we laughed at the most with Gary Croton? Offense?
It's now a staple of the NFL. Screen.
Of every offense in the entire universe, every college team, every pro team used the bubble screen.
But we saw screens before that, just not that much.
It drove us crazy, and now it's everywhere.
Maybe because guys don't know how to run routes, and guys are big and strong and fast, and you have to turn it into a punt return from the snap.
That's exactly right. They're just finding
the quickest can't
way.
Read a front.
Well, yeah, they're finding the quickest way to get athletes the ball in
some
space.
Except for my guys, Cam and Jameis. Look at those two boys just slinging that pill. Can't wait for the Super Bowl three years.
What the hell are you? What the hell?
You don't like Jameis?
I just wish there were Jewish quarterbacks I could count.
Yeah, you got Josh Rosen. Yeah. Josh Rosen and the kid at Arizona State.
And Jay Fiedler.
What is it?
I thought he was Italian when I first saw him in that first game.
No, it's a Sephardic version of Berkowitz.
Sage Rosenfels?
Yeah, Jay Fiedler.
Yeah, and we're done.
I'll take Cam Newton.
A lot of bad, by the way. You're piling up bad with that.
Okay, I thought he was.
Cam Newtonberg.
Do I have Otto Graham, by the way?
No. Luckman.
Oh, Luckman.
I'm gone.
Luckman.
Yeah, get Luckman.
It's a Luckman.
How about Johnny Manziel?
Ooh, no, that's not our team, but that's he's having fun again, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't it? That PR spin that I got killed for when I was like, hey, this guy has planned his alcohol treatment right for the start of the NFL season. That means he's committed. Next thing you know, he's making it rain in the club and hanging out with people and drinking Dom Perry. Hey, listen, don't play like you got a problem. Say, I love partying. I love football. That's what it is. That's as simple as that. That's what it is with that dude.
Hey, Joe Namath was able to do it for 20 years, and he was allowed to suck, and then he got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Right. He's allowed to be awful. He still got in the Hall of Fame.
This guy's no damn
Super
good,
Bowl
though.
Ring and got plenty of
I think Johnny's going to do all those things except for the Super Bowl and the Hall of Fame, you know, and being good.
They should go ahead and let Johnny advertise for Brute by Fabergé.
We're out of here.
And did he do Namath also pantyhose?
Yes.
Yes, he's
famously.
And we have the Joe Namath popcorn popper, too.
Is that right?
Oh, you damn right.
That's exciting.
But then hey, Dan, can you let them leave? They, like, three times now, man. They've been like, all right, we got to go, and we're out of here.
He likes talking.
Like, three times. Like, Spiegel three times is like, all right, see you, bye. And you're like, hey, did you guys read that thing that so-and-so wrote? Or?
I've been
trying to leave since 1257.
Jesus, shut up, man. Let them leave.
Is that a crime to actually like talking?
No.
Well, yeah, you got the next 5 hours to do, so shut the hell up. Let them leave.
Yeah, Bernstein, shut up.
Yeah, see, I'm not about to fight Maddie on this one, because I kind of agree with him.
Well, because you said bye too. Spiegel's in it twice. You said it once. This guy just, oh, you guys read this? Or, hey, what about this? How about this?
For the next 4 hours and 36 minutes, you will have the Boris and Bernstein Show. Fellas, enjoy yourselves. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, keep it here. More Boris and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Because the month of November means football, football, and more football to most people in this country, you might not have been paying much attention this past weekend to a golf tournament taking place half a world away in Dubai, which is why you might have missed this. Rory McIlroy won the season-ending European Tour Championship, shooting 65-66 on the weekend, and as a result, won the Race to Dubai, Europe's answer to the FedEx Cup, for the third time in 4 years. It was McIlroy's fourth tournament win this year, but doesn't change the fact that, to him, this was a lost year. He failed to win a major, didn't even tee it up at the British Open as defending champion after a fluke injury playing pickup soccer. McIlroy didn't enjoy the year of Jordan or the newfound stardom of Jason. Both should be on high Rory alert for next year. I'm John Feinstein.
The deals start now at Sunrise Chevrolet with our Black Friday sales event all month long. Get 20% of cash back on a huge selection of new Chevys, like 12,695 off MSRP on Camaros and 10 grand off MSRP on Malibus, plus zero financing for 72 months on select new 2015 Chevys. Massive savings on a massive selection of new Chevys all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Shop sunrisechevrolet.com today. On select new Chevys to qualified buyers. All rebates and incentives available to all include $13.33 per thousand buyers.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win 4 front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists. Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
It's Tuesday, and it's Snoop Dogg. I'm heading out for a little run. Because see, this week, I'm planning on eating a whole lot of food and then passing out on the couch with the football games on.
Well, then you should run down to Old Navy, Snoop, because tomorrow only, all Old Navy Active is 40 to 50% off, starting at $7 for adults and $6 for kids. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off, now till tomorrow.
Sounds like y'all better run to Old Navy, baby. You dig?
Excludes gift cards.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel, remaining device payments or due plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1-7-16. Savings through 1-8-18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
Geico. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for your wallet. With Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot, save up to $50 on your choice of a Milwaukee, Ridgid, or Makita combo kit. Now, just $149. That'll put a compact drill and impact driver on your workbench and lots of holiday jingle back in your pocket. However you build cheer, we have just the tools to make it happen. Let's do this. Select combo kits now just $149 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Firestone.
Hey, Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
Tomorrow.
Don't miss a special Thanksgiving edition of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boars and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Deja Brew, 5219 West 95th in Oak Lawn, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light. Check out the broadcast. Score some Bud Light swag and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Here's Jordan. Yes!
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. The Bears back to practice today, preparing for their Turkey Day tilt with the Packers at Lambeau Field, and Kevin White set to join the team's practices going forward.
Bears' top draft choice practice window has been opened so he can work out with the team for the next 21 days. Bears also inked quarterback Justin Worley to the practice squad, along with linebacker Danny Mason. More football, Browns coach Mike Pettine says he's not sure whether Johnny Manziel will start at quarterback Monday night against the Ravens after pictures surfaced on social media of Manziel partying in Texas during the team's bye week. Pettine called the pictures, quote, very disappointing. College football tonight, Northern Illinois plays host to Ohio. A win tonight clinches a sixth consecutive MAC West title for the Huskies. And after three consecutive losses, LSU coach Les Miles reportedly on the hot seat, and a decision on his future at the school will be determined following the team's season finale this weekend against Texas A&M. Meantime, after a few days off, Bulls back to work in Portland tonight. Derrick Rose will suit up after being out a couple of games, resting his sprained left ankle. Blackhawks off one more night before visiting the Sharks tomorrow in San Jose. And the Fire hired Veljko Paunovic as their next head coach. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Black Friday sales event going on now. And join CBS Chicago in a day of giving. Help victims of home fires and other disasters in your neighborhood or wherever it is needed most. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund and show your support. CBS Chicago cares. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a lever two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. I think so. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We have the second half scheduled for 3:30, Pete Futek at 4:40, and Hub Arkush at 5, and some surprises along the way as well. Other than that, we are wide open to have one of those shows we like to do every once in a while, talking to you and letting this thing go in whatever direction it seems to go. It needs to breathe every once in a while, and that is fine. So we're going to be incredibly guesty tomorrow, as you can imagine. The number yes. is 312-644-6767. You can dial it, and then you can talk to us at Sports Radio 670 The Score. Email is Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's also where you can listen to us live streaming at 670thescore.com. There is texting. That is 67011. You text, and we reply. Message and data rates may apply. You can also contact us via Twitter. At Bors_Bernstein is one way. Perhaps the best way during the show is my account, at Dan_Bernstein. And there's borsandbernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. It lets you stay in touch with everything that is going on here. The producers are Matt Abatacola.
What a week, what an opportunity, what a dream come true. Maui Jim, I can see clearly now. The perspective all so different with the clarity, the clearness of purpose, and the detail. Plus, we're right here on the coast of the volcanoes. Yes, everything trembling round and round, trembling and exploded. Absolutely fantastic here. We are ready to erupt. And never forget that 50% of all the people in all of the world live within 50 miles of the ocean. The rest, they all want to get here. We are here right now, and we've got a game here in Maui with the Maui Gym. I can see clearly now. She comes in colors like a rainbow. Here we go, Maui.
It's not the Maui Gym. It's called the Maui Gym.
Well, he calls it the Maui Gym.
Well, it's not what it's called.
Well, hey, in his world,
okay.
Look, the things are different in his world. You know that.
Yes. Yes, I do. Anyway, I love Matt Abatacola, and you know, he's our guy. He's Dale Jr. Eliminated.
Chris Tannehill.
These tikis, they are carved from monkey pod trees. And when the smile goes up, that's about prosperity. And the feast has all been for Vanderbilt this year.
Good segue.
What's a segue? That's a bicycle deal that I don't like.
He's a treasure. You know what? Look, and we always talk about these copycat broadcasters that don't have original voices. I don't say whatever you want about Bill Walton. I love all of that. Why not?
He's Captain Indestructible.
This guy can play 6'3" freshman, Hindman, Kentucky. I'm going to have to make a pilgrimage there. You ever made a pilgrimage to any place? Oh, we got Rome, Italy. We got Girona, Spain. We got Kentucky. Like, where have you gone on the pilgrimage? San Francisco? French Lick.
I'm not sure what the last pilgrimage that I would say that I've made.
Think about it.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
I highly recommend it. Damian joins best play defensively of the Maui Jim Maui Invitational Tournament 2015.
He's just the best. I don't know what's wrong
with
him.
We're making a pilgrimage to San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Because Jim Tomsula is there.
Yep. We're staying at his house, and we're going to watch a football game on Friday night. What? We are actually making a pilgrimage to San Francisco. People go, what are you talking? We are.
And can you help me out with something here? What the hell is Illinois' plan with its athletic department and its football coaching job? Do you realize how fast this is all happening right now? I mean, you're already at the point where LSU is saying, well, you know, we're not Alabama, and because we're not Alabama, we have to get a better coach than Les Miles. We have to get rid of the hat because we're not Alabama.
He's the hat.
It doesn't accomplish anything. You're going to cashier a really good coach just because Nick Saban is around. And you're going to run him out of town, even though you've been a terrific team. And to do what? To accomplish what? To what is going to get by the illimitable hegemon of Alabama football?
Well, you find the next, you find a guy in your neck. Because there, you can hire that best guy. Illinois isn't, Illinois, it's a quandary because nobody wants the job.
But you don't even have an AD. You don't have an AD yet.
Well, you don't have an AD yet.
What are
That's
they
a
doing?
Problem.
But now they're talking about maybe forming a committee?
Now, maybe.
Where are your big strokers? The rumor is that Shad Khan, your guy, the Jacksonville Jaguars owner and longtime Illini booster,
yes, he is.
That he's the guy who right now is saying, I'm going to cut big checks and I can make the calls. And I don't know if anybody's listening to him, but apparently the rumor mill is attaching his name to everything, but nothing's happening. What are you doing?
I could find out. I haven't really, yours doesn't really bother me. You know what I do? I mean, first of all, if you think, I don't care who it is, if you're going to attract a big name coach in Illinois, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You have no AD. You have no one in spot. And that's what you have to have first and foremost, a relationship between those two guys. You have to have a trust level. You have to have a lot of things. And that's why the coach would come there, because of the AD. Because they struck up some kind of thing, and maybe they've always had one. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just...
But you can't... You're not... Who you think you're going to get?
I don't know, all these jobs, it's all happening. And if Les Miles is fired and you are able to hire an AD with a connection to Les Miles, and then you bring him somewhere, he'll end up with a job. He's going to be working.
Yeah, but he's not going to stoop to that.
I know he's not, but
not stooping to that.
No, it's a.
Come on now.
But you got
don't take the hat and put him in the.
Why can't he wear? Why can't he wear an orange hat? and by the way, Terry, apparently according to some people via Twitter, Maui Jim JIM is a sunglasses manufacturer.
I know that, yeah.
That's what it is. It's the Maui Jim Invitational. It's not GYM.
Okay.
They're not in the Maui Jim.
No, I saw it's
the Maui Jim Maui Invitation.
Yeah, it's Maui Jim sunglasses. They're right. All over the island, and that's a big deal. And in most places, actually, if you look around in a sun-kissed place, there's Maui Jim sunglasses somewhere. Yeah. Very familiar with them.
I don't know.
Chris Mullin, did you see him throw out the first pitch? The Yankee game and the Met game. Phenomenal. Have you ever seen him ride a bike? You ever seen him speak to a corporate group? You ever seen him speak to children?
Am I going to get you a chance to answer any of these?
I'm waiting, please. All you have to do is it's a yes or no. I mean, I'm giving you a breath each time.
Watch Chris Mullin ride a bike?
Yeah, where would you see him ride a bike? Or speak to children? Where would you be? What would you be doing that you'd be sitting there watching him speak to children? Or a corporate group? Where would you be?
This is
a broadcasting corporate group. I don't think it is.
I don't know
what they say.
What?
When the doctor tells you got a minute to live, you want to spend it at a basketball game.
Really?
Oh, he's all wired up, ain't he? It's the start of another season.
I'm not quite sure what their bit is, but I like it.
I'm not sure either. I think the bit on the other side is basically, well, what do I do with this? And they say nothing.
Just let him talk. Let him talk.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think that's their bit. You don't have to do much. Just do play-by-play, and if you get a word in otherwise, well, you're good for you.
Anything different and original, I'll take at this point. Anything. Anything that just doesn't sound like the droning herd of sports broadcasts, I will take. Because at least it makes you listen. At least it gives you something. That's why, you know, even, you know, John Gruden, for all his bizarre stuff, sounds like John Gruden.
He does, but he's still annoying. It's not good.
So it can be, though. It sometimes is. He gives you glimpses. He gives you things every once in a while of something where he's really, where he's not clowning and watching a play, and he gives you stuff. He sees stuff. I loved it, by the way. I did not know what I was hearing last night when Tom Brady checks at the line by yelling out, "Rex Ryan!"
Yeah,
Rex Ryan! I said, what? Did I hear that right? And I turned around. And I replayed it, and I said, holy crap, he really did.
Mm-hmm.
He really just started yelling out Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
That's great. So is it just his decision, or do you think Belichick has to approve that? Or
no, it's probably his decision.
You think he just makes that up?
Just made it up, yeah. And again, you have another case where the referees, you don't know what went on, what just went on.
I know.
You don't know what just happened. I can't believe that at a time when you're supposed to have all the help in the world you could get for everything, to do with the game,
yeah.
It's never been more poorly officiated.
I know.
It's awful. It's painful to watch that crap. They're just so bad.
Every game, something.
Yep.
Every game, it's going to be something that doesn't make sense, and then you're confused, and then gamblers
are mad. Yeah, you're left to be confused, and you're not sure why it happened, and then you confuse everybody when you call timeouts in the middle of plays.
He's Terry Morris.
Over.
I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's a Thanksgiving night feast with the Green Bay Packers. We've got all the specifics and breaking news and turkey recipes heading up to this huge game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This Friday is $1 million discount day at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Every new and pre-owned vehicle will be discounted for one day and one day only. That adds up to over $1 million in discounts. Drive home a brand new 2016 Ford Fusion for under $18,000. Plus, no one will pay you more for your trade-in, no matter what condition it's in. It's $1 million discount day this Friday only and only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Online at hawkford.com.
And now the weather. Expect breezy, frigid temps causing an unfortunate rise in dog sweaters and...
Hi-chi-wawa! The Black Friday deal I've been waiting for just popped up on my Amazon app. Oh, I've got to get to it before it's gone. Oh, yeah. Precipitation, heat index, downdraft, blah, 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 blah. This is incredible. Oh, the Amazon ladies sing this song.
This Black Friday deals week, let the deals come to you. Find thousands of deals and new ones as often as every 5 minutes at Amazon and through the app.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, don't miss the half-price lease on the 32-gig Samsung Galaxy S6, only $9 a month. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Galaxy S6 requires 24-month lease for well-qualified buyers. No secure deposit. If you cancel remaining device payments or due, plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
It's Tuesday and this is Snoop Dogg. I see a lot of you guys trying to look tough out there. Just wearing t-shirts when the mercury's dropping. That doesn't make you tough. It makes you cold. Put a jacket on, fellas.
Good call, Snoop. And today, only at Old Navy. All outerwear is 40 to 50% off, starting at just $20. Plus, everything else in the store is 40% off now till Wednesday.
So run to Old Navy today. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
Excludes gift cards.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere.
my pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on GEICO.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
GEICO. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is on December 12th at the Allstate Arena. For a chance to win four front row tickets, plus meet one of the performing artists, or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the Jingle Bash, visit the Pepsi display at your participating Jewel Osco store for the keyword to text to 29696. While you're there, stock up on all your favorite Pepsi products, including Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is December 12th at the Allstate Arena, with performances by Demi Lovato, 5 Seconds of Summer, Jason Derulo, and more great artists. Must be 18 or older to enter. Message and data rates may apply. A total of 2 text messages, text and bounce back confirmation will be required to participate. Official rules at b96.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Switch to Sprint. Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Sports Racing, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. A lot to come your way today. A little bit of everything. We're kind of cramming everything into a football week into 3 days, the football week.
A lot of football stuff going on, and I was trying to figure out, and it's something that I wrote about for the CBS Local Sports today, was when we heard the story yesterday from ProFootballTalk.com saying that Peyton Manning is telling teammates that he wants to play next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the Broncos certainly don't want to pay him $19 million.
No, they do not.
Even if you are desperate for a quarterback, even if you're the Browns or even if you're the Rams, if you actually look at what it would mean, of what it would take, and the risk that you would have to take, the bet you would have to make on Peyton Manning, what reasonable person would do that to his organization?
None that I can think
okay.
of. Okay. I was thinking about it this morning.
Yeah, I was just, forget the money. Obviously, there would be a financial commitment.
Yeah, but none.
Even if you could mitigate some of the risk, you would have to make several assumptions, right? You'd have to assume that his decline in play is due to injury and being a misfit for the Kubiak system. So I'm not sure if that's true at all.
Yeah, I don't.
But let's say
that's true.
So you say, well, you know what? He'd be fine if healthy at age 40 next year. 40, mm-hmm. He'd be fine if healthy, and with a system that he essentially would be running. So you would assume that he goes to this foot specialist in North Carolina. His plantar fasciitis is fixed. His ribs are fixed. That after his spinal fusion surgery, all of the nerve problem he had in his throwing hand that necessitated him wearing a glove so he could even feel the ball well enough to throw it, that's all going to be fine. Okay?
Yeah, you can make those assumptions. Sure.
Right. So let's say that's fine. So you then have to kind of make him your offensive coordinator, whether in name or not. Because he's going to insist, if he's signing with you, on running what he feels
well, that's
is...
That's what he does. That's what he does.
Right? So,
his deal. Yeah.
So you've got that. You've got the playing level of the organization. You have the coaching level of the organization. And you don't think that he's going to want to have some say in personnel in this offense that he's running when already you read the Jason LaConfora report that there are two teams that would be willing to give him a role in their personnel department right damn now.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got three levels of your organization. You would have to be a uniquely secure organization to bring this guy in, to have to retrofit everything that you do for a 40-year-old guy who you are betting is going to get healthy and then stay healthy. You would do all this, and then one bad hit or one bad, oh, my neck, and all of a sudden you've got a replacement-level quarterback in there with everything that had to be designed, retrofit for him at this stage of his career. Who's going to do that?
Nobody. I thought, you know, I thought his plan, and it seemed to go in before he began to speak again, that there were teams that were interested in him being in the front office, running the personnel department, whatever, then that would be a perfect thing for him. You stay very competitive in it. It's a competitive business to find the right guys and all that other stuff. Not interested. Not interested. Forget that. Not going to happen. Not the least bit interesting.
I just can't see a scenario. I can't. And even the Broncos themselves, it certainly doesn't look like the Broncos want him back.
No, they don't.
You're not sensing that at all from Kubiak, from Elway, from anybody.
Nope.
So,
you know Elway. Once he's done, he's done. He's done. I think he recognizes some of what maybe, you know, he knows. He knows. You and I can debate about, well, how injured was he? Was he really that injured? How much did it bother him? I mean, is this... Elway knows. He's been watching him for a while now, very up close, and he knows damn well he's done.
There's got to be one dumb owner that might do it, and we know who the dumb owners are. Oh, maybe your guy's in San Francisco. Would they do it?
That's your guy. That's your guy.
That's not my guy.
That's your guy.
Why is that my guy?
Judd Yerkes hired Jim Tomsula.
Well, I do like the
you
fact
credit that credit him for that.
I do credit Judd Yerkes for gifting the Bears both Adam Gase and Vic Fangio. There's no question there.
That's a gift.
There's no doubt.
Now, the Niners have too much history.
To do that.
I would like Jacksonville, something like that. He needs to end his career somewhere bad.
Blake Bortles is their guy.
Yeah.
He's there.
Trying to think who has a need that would be dumb enough to do it that's not storied enough of a franchise.
The Jets?
Yeah.
You got a new coach
Jets
there?
Might be good.
Jets have no quarterback at all.
But who you can't do
you
it.
A strong defense.
It's just such it's such a bad bet.
How about backs up Tom Brady? How would that be?
Well, if he wanted to take a backup job, that's different. You know, that's like what Steve DeBerg did when he, or you know, Dave Craig. If he wants to go out gently as a backup, that would be that's. But he doesn't want to, and you've got to change everything over and let him pretty much run it.
Texans don't have a quarterback, do they?
No, they don't. And Bill O'Brien's probably going to go back to college. I'll bet that happens. But O'Brien, he already was like, it didn't.
Although they've moved themselves into a position here now.
He still wants to flee, it looks like to me. He wouldn't be making noise about the Maryland job if that weren't the case. So
Cleveland?
Never know with that ownership.
Yeah.
But it's why would you do it? I mean, you could talk yourself into it. You could talk yourself into a really bad bet.
Well, yeah, because you need one ownership group or one owner dumb enough to do it, one doctor willing to give him, you know, a pass and an approval health-wise, and he certainly wants to do it, so.
Yeah, there's no question he wants to do it.
I mean, look at the terrible quarterbacks around the league. I mean, if you could keep him healthy, keep him together, would you rather have him at 80% than most of these bums out there?
He isn't at 80%, though. He just isn't.
60%?
Yeah, I hate to crawl back to there. I mean, that might be unattainable at this point.
Yeah, and this, to bring...
At 80% might be unattainable.
You know, and somebody with all the gravity that he has, like he affects multiple levels of your football business. He's not just a quarterback because of the... He runs the offense. He has more power.
But he's not a dumb guy. And an ownership looks at that and says, yeah, he does affect on many levels. Jersey sales and, you know, merchandise and tickets.
Short-term buzz, you get that, but then my leg, my arm, my ribs, my foot, goodbye, and now here's some schmo running everything we set up for Manning. So it's you know, Pompey yesterday said somebody will do it. Somebody would give him a job. I don't know. I don't know what you could build into a deal to protect you from the inevitabilities. It's just time always wins. Time always wins, and so the fact that Elway got these years and a Super Bowl trip and all these playoffs, he won that bet. You want to spin the wheel again on him? I don't.
No, I you know, all these bad teams are...
They are?
Well, are the Rams worthy of a try?
I don't think anybody might put it worthy.
No, well, I'm just saying, are they worthy of trying?
I don't. My point is,
they're not going anywhere.
Well, and they move to Los Angeles and want to make a splash.
Yeah.
And Al, hey,
I'm just looking for somebody that actually can play a little bit.
I can do something right. I just don't think the assumption that Manning's going to play is a valid one because of these injuries and whatever's next. I don't think he's necessarily just bad because he's hurt. And
oh, I don't either.
Necessarily
oh,
think
I don't either.
He's
no.
just bad
no.
because it's
he's
a,
bad
because
he's bad.
That's what I think.
He's bad because he's bad. He's not bad because he's injured.
That's what I think. But somebody's going to have to convince themselves otherwise to make any kind of a move, even if you think it does make sense and you do need a quarterback. And independent of everything, it's possible he just can't play no matter what. We're Boris and Bernstein. You got the score.
They took flying the Blue W to new heights in October of 2015.
There's a snap. Fly ball at deep right field.
Was the Cubs' battle to achieve their ultimate goal in 2016. Remember, you can hear every exciting game from spring through the postseason right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly.